It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kedra Carr. Colorado has recorded a new case of measles. It's in an unvaccinated adult in Weld County. The case is the 16th this year. The year's on pace to be one of the worst for measles in Colorado in recent history. 2025 was the worst for measles in years, but the state took until June to record a 16th case. This person is a close contact of previous Weld County cases. Potential exposure locations in Larimer County include a primary care clinic in Johnstown and Banner Fort Collins Medical Center. Frustrated neighbors of the Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs are cheering the state legislature this week. A House committee voted down a bill which would have given local governments control over noise regulations. That bill easily passed the Senate last month. Murray Ralph says he and other neighbors of the amphitheater feared passage of the bill would allow the local government to let concerts exceed noise standards.
Our strategy was simply the truth. I mean, all we did was just told them what our experience was and how local control, at least in Colorado Springs, just simply failed.
Nearby residents have been complaining about noise levels from the amphitheater since it opened in 2024. A group of residents are currently suing the venue to lower concert volume. Water restrictions are starting in Manitou Springs after a winter with a record low snowpack. Manitou Springs residents are restricted to outdoor watering on specific days based on house numbers. Watering should also only occur in the morning and in the evening. Hand watering is allowed anytime as long as the host has an automatic shutoff. Violating restrictions could result in a $100 fine. Albertson says it reached a $774 million settlement to resolve opioid-related claims brought against the company by state, local, and tribal governments. Colorado will receive at least $32 million from the multi-state settlement. The company says the settlement is not an admission of wrongdoing or liability. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.